welcoming all of you to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Karasuna Mataji, and Mataji is going to continue on the topic of Sri Jagannath Ashtakam, glorifying the Lord who does not blink eyes. Hare Krishna Mataji, are you present on the call?
Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Dhanu pranam to everyone. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Srila Guru Maharaj.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Dhanu pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Guru Maharaj. Please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. I'll hand out the call to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Om Agyanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Dilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Radharatha Swami Niti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swami Niti Namine. Namo Acharya Padaya Nitai Kripa Pradayine Gaurakatha Dhamadaya Nagara Gramatarine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangulangayate Girim Yat Kripata Maham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram. Hari Om Tat Sat. So we will continue with verse 2 from Sri Jagannath Ashtakam.
Bhuje savye venam shirashi shiki picham katitate dukulam netrante sahachara kataksham vidadate. Tada Shri Madhvrindavana Vasati Nila Parichayo Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patanami Bhavato Me.
Translation. In his left hand, Lord Jagannath holds a flute. On his head, he wears peacock feathers. And on his hips, he wears fine yellow silken cloth. From the corners of his eyes, he bestows sidelong glances upon his loving devotees. And he always reveals himself through his pastimes in his divine abode of Vrindavan. May that Lord Jagannath Swami be the object of my vision. So these are pastimes and qualities and glories of the Lord who does not blink. We all know Lord Jagannath, his eyes are so amazing, so glorious, that he does not even actually have eyelids. He does not have eyelashes. So, if we don't have eyelashes, it is obvious that we won't blink. So Lord Jagannath, he actually never ever blinks. He just does not blink. this is such a special quality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even Krishna actually appears just like us. You know, he has a form which is equivalent to our form, our bodily features. He has two hands, two legs, 10 fingers, 10 toes. He has eyes, lotus eyes. He has beautiful eyelashes. Krishna has all of these beautiful features. But Lord Jagannath, he does not have eyelids, eyelashes. Because without even blinking, Lord Jagannath is looking at his loving devotees. You know, the gopis, when they were singing Gopi Gita in separation from Krishna, they were actually cursing Lord Brahma, the creator, that why did Lord Brahma give them eyelashes and eyelids? The gopis are saying,
Atatiyat bhavan anikananam truti yugayate Swama Pashyata Kutila Kuntalam Shri Mukham Chate Jada Udikshatam Pakshma Kridrisham.
The gopis are saying, my dear Krishna, when you go off to the forest during the day, a tiny fraction of a second becomes like a millennium for us because we cannot see you. You disappear from our eyes, so we cannot see you. And even when we can eagerly look upon your beautiful face, so lovely with its adornment of curly locks of your beautiful silk hair, our pleasure of viewing you is hindered by our eyelids, which were fashioned by the foolish creator, Lord Brahma. So this is how the gopis are thinking, that wish we did not even, you know, when we blink our eyes, you know, when we blink our eyes probably in a minute, we may be blinking it so many times. We don't even realize, because it happens in a fraction of a second. The blinking actually just takes place in a fraction of a second, and we don't even realize when we are blinking. But for the gopis, their love for Krishna is so much that fraction of a second when Krishna is in front of them, they are feeling that this blinking of the eyelids is a hindrance in their constant view of Krishna. So therefore, Krishna, he accepted this mood of the gopis. And he actually said that as Lord Jagannath, I will not even have eyelids. And with unblinking eyes, I will look at my loving devotees. What the gopis desired to have, Krishna made that possible in the form of Lord Jagannath. That is how Bhakta Vatsal Krishna is. That Krishna can go up to any extent. He can defy all laws of nature for fulfilling the desires of his dear devotees. So in this way, Lord Jagannath, his eyes are considered to be the most attractive feature in Lord Jagannath's form. In Lord Jagannath's physical form, the only most, you know, captivating thing when we look at Jagannath is his eyes. So beautiful. You know, it is explained that when, you know, we have the red around the eye, you know, we all have our, you know, either our black color or brown color or different color eyeballs. Then surrounding the eyeballs is the white substance, which is our retina. And then we have our eyes. So sometimes when we cry too much, our eyes become reddish. Otherwise, our eyes are always white. You know, the portion that stays white is always white. It is said that when we cry out of feeling compassion for others, or when we are feeling very hurt, that's when our eyes become very red. So therefore, if we notice any deity of Krishna or any deity of Srimati Radharani or any deity of Sri Sri Gaurani Thai, any deity for that matter, Krishna and Balaram, look at any deity, look closely into their lotus eyes. We will see that in the bottom, there is a dash of red line. That red line symbolizes compassion, because the Lord is so compassionate that they are actually crying in separation from their dear devotees. That why are we separated from Krishna? So Krishna is actually crying in separation from us. And that is why his compassion is so great, that Krishna always has a reddish line below his eyes. Because Krishna and all the deities, they all, if you notice, please notice carefully, you will see a reddish line below the eyes of the deities. And it is said in the Shastra that that signifies the compassion and the mercy of the deities. Now let us see the eyes of Lord Jagannath. In the eyes of Lord Jagannath, we see that the red is not only just in the bottom of the eye, but it's actually all around the eye. It is all around. And such a thick coat of red is all around the eye of Lord Jagannath. So much compassion, so much love, so much mercy Lord Jagannath is ready to emanate. He's just pouring out his love. He's just pouring out his mercy. That is the compassion of Lord Jagannath and his beautiful lotus eyes. You know, one time there was such a, you know, ardent devotee of Lord Jagannath who was residing in Jagannath Puri. So he was very, very poor, very poor. And he was so poor that, you know, he and his wife would live in Jagannath Puri. And the only service that they would do was actually to make garlands for Lord Jagannath. And they would make those garlands using those, you know, banana bark, banana tree bark. So they would make, they would dry out the bark and then little, you know, fine threads would come out. And with that, they would string flowers and they would make, you know, garlands for Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. So that was their service every day, and they would get, you know, minimal wage for that, and they were very poor, very, very poor, but very ardent devotees of Lord Jagannath. And one day, when he came home after doing his seva to Lord Jagannath of offering him garlands, he came home, his wife had only made that day, she did not have anything else to cook, so she actually just made only spinach curry, a flowing kind of a, you know, spinach, you know, like a juicy kind of a sabji, and only rice. That was the only thing that she made, because that was the only thing that they had at home that day. And in those days, these poor people, they used to eat in, plates which were made out of earth, clay plates, you know, clay plates, which were made out of earth. So these plates would be actually almost like orangish red in color, they would be. And like a pinkish kind of a red color they would be. And the wife, what she did was that when her husband came home, she put, you know, she took this red color earthen plate. And then on top of the red color earthen plate, she put, you know, rice. And then in the middle of the rice, the white rice, she put, you know, one spoonful of this spinach curry. So when the man entered, when this devotee entered the house, he fainted in ecstasy. And the wife got very surprised. What happened to my husband? Why did he faint? She immediately poured water on him and brought him back to consciousness. And this devotee, he just woke up and he said, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath. And his wife asked, what happened to you? Why did you faint? He said, Lord Jagannath has appeared. The wife said, where is Lord Jagannath? He said, look, here is the eye of Lord Jagannath. The red plate, you know, was like the reddish outer border of Lord Jagannath's eyes. Then the white rice was like the white round around his eyes. And that spinach, you know, which became like dark, was in the center of the white. It was the exact replica of Lord Jagannath's eyes. Saboro jangam dakhe na hoy tar spurti, sarvatra hoy tar ishtadev spurti. This is said by Mahaprabhu, that those who are very attached to their ishta, to their ishtadev, to their most worshipable Lord, every place they actually see the vision of their worshipable Lord. So this devotee, when his wife was giving him just plain spinach and rice, he could see that it was the manifestation of Lord Jagannath's eyes. So like this, this devotee and his wife would, you know, pass on every day in glorious service to Lord Jagannath. One day what happened is that the Pandas from the temple, they came to his house very, very angry. They were very angry at him. And they brought with them the garland that this devotee had made that particular day. And from that garland, these Pandas, they were so angry, they called this devotee outside his house and they said, what an offense you have committed. You have committed a great, great, great offense. This devotee was very shocked. He said, my dear Pandas, I don't know what offense you're talking about. What offense did I commit? So then the Pandas said, look, from your garland of Lord Jagannath, the garland that Lord Jagannath is wearing today, see, such a huge strand of hair has come out. This is impure. You know, how can you be so careless? And you have, you know, made this whole garland to become impure. Because hair is considered very impure. That's why when we do any devotional service, or when we are doing cooking for the Lord, when we are dressing the deities of the Lord, we are supposed to cover our hair. Because, you know, especially Matajis, you know, we tend to lose a lot of hair. So to be careful, we should be, you know, very, very cautious. When we are doing service to their lordships, we should cover our hair very nicely so that not a strand of hair will fall on the items of worship and contaminate the worship. So this was the reason why the Pandas were furious. They pulled out the hair. It was a very long strand of hair. And they said, look, this is the hair that, you know, you have, you know, put in the garland and it has become impure. It has become contaminated. So then this devotee felt very bad and he said, but my dear Pandas, look, I don't have any hair. I am a bald person. I don't have any hair. And my wife, her hair is gray already. You know, they were like quite elderly couple. And he said, look at her hair. She's got all gray hair. So from where is this nice shiny black hair coming? It is actually belonging to Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath has these beautiful silky hair, long hair, and it has come from Lord Jagannath only. Then the Pandavas got more angry. The Pandavas said that, how dare you say that the Lord Jagannath, he has hair? How can you say that? We have been dressing and worshipping Lord Jagannath. Till today we did not see his hair. How did hair manifest in him? We don't believe you. So then this devotee said, but trust me, this has to be the hair of Lord Jagannath, because just last night I had a dream where the Lord Jagannath, he was showing me that he has beautiful locks of silky black hair that comes in the front, and he drapes it so beautifully. Very, very nice curly locks of hair Lord Jagannath has. And this hair strand is the same that I saw in my dream. Please believe me. And the Pandas said, okay, you come with us to the temple. And they immediately dragged that devotee and his wife to the temple. And they came, the Pandas went on the altar of Lord Jagannath. And then when they opened the turban of Lord Jagannath, they saw that Lord Jagannath has beautiful, beautiful locks of black hair. You know, it was all so beautiful, so nice, so curly. And they immediately realized their mistake. That what they have, you know, nothing is impossible for Lord Jagannath. If the Lord can give in his dream, can show in his dream that he has hair, that means he does have hair. So Lord Jagannath gave proof of innocence for his devotee by manifesting his hair in, you know, actual physical form. Of course, this was a pastime that the Lord did manifest. It's a true pastime. The Lord did manifest his hair. But normally, we don't see hair on Lord Jagannath. But for this particular Leela, Lord Jagannath did manifest his beautiful, soft, curly, black locks of hair. Very, very beautiful pastime. So this is how Bhakta Vatsala Lord Jagannath is. And in his, you know, the way the Pandas saw Lord Jagannath, you know, beautiful black hair is that, you know, they saw that he had this beautiful peacock feather on top of his head, and then he, you know, the shiny black hair was just coming, curling down in front, just like the way that devotee had explained in his dream, the way Lord manifested his hair, in the exact same way Lord Jagannath manifested in his physical form, he manifested his beautiful, shiny, black, long, curly hair. Lord Jagannath Swami Ki Jai. So this is how Lord Jagannath, he takes care. You know, he is there to take care of each and every devotee personally. Lord Jagannath is Bhakta Vatsala. He is, you know, the most, you know, ardent devotee of his devotee. That is the best way to describe Lord Jagannath, that he is so devoted to his devotees, there is no comparison to that. And Lord Jagannath is so, so merciful. You know, this particular verse glorifies that in the form of his lotus eyes, in the form of his peacock feather that adorns his hair, and the venu that he holds, the flute that he holds in his left hand, and how Lord Jagannath is, you know, intimately engaged in rendering his pastimes in Sri Vrindavan Dham. This is how he manifests his pastimes. You know, so this is very, very beautiful verse, second verse. So we'll move on to text 3.
Maham bodhe tire kanakaruchire neela shikare basan prasadantaha सहज बलभद्रे नबलिना शुभद्रा मध्यस्थ सकल सुर सेवा अवसरदो जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतो मे.
Translation: on the shore of the great ocean, within a large palace, atop the brilliant golden Neelachal Hill, Lord Jagannath resides with his powerful brother Lord Balaram and his sister Subhadra, who sits in between them. May that Lord Jagannath Swami, who bestows the opportunity for devotional service upon all godly souls, be the object of my vision. So again, a very, very beautiful verse. This third verse is glorifying the abode of Lord Jagannath, Neelachal Dham. This Neelachal Dham is so beautiful. There are actually a lot of magical things, mystical things that we can experience in Jagannath Puri, which happens nowhere else in the entire planet. There are 8 miracles that we can witness even till today. We can try it out as an experiment, but these are things that happen in Jagannath Puri. The first thing is the flag, which is atop the main dome of Jagannath Mandir, that flag always flaps in a direction which is opposite to the direction in which the wind is blowing. It's not possible, right? I mean, it defies all laws of physics. But it is actually a true thing. You know, if you see that the wind is blowing, you know, generally things blow in the direction of the wind. But the dhwaja, the flag of Jagannath Mandir, it flaps on the opposite direction. That is one miracle of Jagannath Puri. Second is that from whichever part of Jagannath Puri, like if we are staying in any hotel and if we can see the main temple, or wherever we, from whichever part of Jagannath Puri, if you look, if you can see the main temple and if you can see the Sudarshan Chakra on top of the main temple, the Sudarshan Chakra will look directly at you. We will never see the side of the Sudarshan. We will never see the, you know, the Sudarshan will always, you know, but it doesn't turn. But this is a miracle that wherever from Jagannath Puri you see the Sudarshan, it looks at you. Sudarshan is looking at you. It's a miracle. Again, defying all laws of nature. The third miracle is that normally during the daytime, the wind blows from the sea to the land, and in the evening, it blows from the land to the sea. You know, this is normal, you know, laws of nature, normal laws of gravitation, and normal laws of, you know, the way the creation is made. This is what happens in every place wherever there is an ocean or wherever there's a sea. But the opposite happens in Jagannath Puri. In Jagannath Puri, during the daytime, the wind blows from the land to the sea. And in the evening time, it blows from the sea to the land. Because it is very cooling, the opposite effect is very cooling. So therefore, for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath, the opposite happens in Jagannath Puri. The fourth miracle is, we can never see any birds or any airplanes that ever fly above the temple. You know, forget airplanes, not even birds will not cross above the main temple where Jagannath is sitting. You know, so no one crosses the Sudarshan Chakra basically. No one crosses that. No birds, no other living entity crosses the Sudarshan Chakra on top of the temple. That is the fourth miracle. Fifth one is that during any time of the day, if we go, we can never see the shadow of the main temple. It's a miracle. The way the temple is and the way, you know, shadow at one time or the other will fall of the main temple. But the shadow of the main temple does not fall on Mother Earth. It is a miracle. So that no one can step on the shadow also of the main temple. So it's a miracle that the shadow is invisible at every time, every moment of the day. The sixth miracle is the quantity of the food, of the prasadam, that is cooked inside the temple. It remains the same every single day of the year. And the same prasadam quantity can feed whatever the number of devotees are. It's not that during Rath Yatra they cook little extra or during other times they cook less. No. It's the same quantity of prasadam that is cooked entire, 365 days of the year. And it's a miracle that nothing goes waste. Never, ever does anything go waste. No prasadam is ever wasted. And never is there a time when prasadam was not sufficient. Whether there are thousands of people or whether there are lakhs and lakhs of people. That is another miracle of Jagannath Mandir. The seventh miracle is that inside the temple kitchen, there are seven pots, clay pots, which are kept on top of each other. And they're cooked on firewood. And then it is said that there is a golden deity of Lakshmi Devi who is sitting inside that kitchen. So the Pandas, what they do is, they actually put, seven pots on top of each other. They put everything inside the pots. And then they leave the kitchen. And the contents which are on top, the top, that is the one that gets cooked first. And the bottom pot gets cooked in the last. It's a miracle. But it is believed that Lakshmi Devi herself cooks for Lord Jagannath because there's nobody else qualified to cook for Lord Jagannath. This is a miracle in Jagannath's temple. That generally we feel that whatever is in the bottom will get done first and then the top one will get done in the end. But the opposite happens in Jagannath Puri. That's a miracle. And the eighth miracle is that we all know that Jagannath Mandir, the Shriji Mandir, is almost very, very near to the ocean. Very near to the ocean. But as soon as we enter the Simha Dwara of the Jagannath Temple and one takes the first step inside the temple, we cannot hear any sound that is coming from the ocean. But as soon as we cross that one step on the other side, if we come out of the temple, we can hear the sound of the ocean. So that the ocean does not disturb the sleep and the rest of Lord Jagannath and his, dear brother and sister, that is why Pavan Dev, the wind god, has taken it upon himself that he does not allow the sound of the ocean to enter inside Jagannath temple. And next time we are in Jagannath Puri, make sure that we look above the Simha Dwara. The first step going inside has a small deity of the wind god, Pavan Dev, right on top. That he is protecting that the sound of the ocean will not enter inside the temple and will not disturb the Lord. So these are the eight miracles that happen in Lord Jagannath's land, in Jagannath Puri, every single day. It's amazing, it is miraculous, it is beautiful, and this is how we can really understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is in fact residing there personally. That he is defying all laws of nature and he is residing there. The Maham Bodhe Sire Kanaka Ruchire Neela Shikhare. So this golden mountain, Kanaka Ruchire Neela Shikhare, on top of this golden mountain called Nilachal, Mahaprabhu Niladri Hills, that because he is residing in the Niladri Hills, that is why he is called Nil Achal. Nil Achal means, the Achal means place. So Nila is the place because of the Niladri Hills. So the place where Lord Jagannath resides is Nilachal Dham. And Bhashan Prasadanta Sahaja Balabhadrena Balina, that the most powerful Balabhadra is his elder brother. He's sitting there along with his elder brother, Balabhadra. And Subhadra Madhyasta, Sakala Sura Seva Basaradu, that all the devatas are coming and offering their pujas and their worship to these three personalities, Raghunath, Balabhadra and Subhadra. That Subhadra is the darling sister of Jagannath and Balabhadra. That they are protecting her by keeping her in the center. In a very beautiful pastime, I heard from His Grace Jinanivas Prabhu. He said that we all know that Snan Purnima, when we bathe Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra, we bathe them, you know, they come out to get bathed in public. And the entire public can come and bathe these three personalities. And then he was explaining that, you know, generally, ladies are very modest. They're very shy. Then how is it that Lady Subhadra is coming out and getting bathed along with her brothers? How is that possible? You know, because generally, you know, ladies are very shy. They can never, you know, after a certain age, they don't even, you know, sit along with their brother or sister, brother or their father. They stay with the woman folk. But here we see that Subhadra Devi is getting bathed along with her two brothers. Why? Jananivas Prabhu explained very beautifully. He said that this is because Snana Purnima is actually the appearance day of Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. So that Purnima day is actually their appearance day, their birthday. So they are young at that time. They are, you know, children at this moment. So when they are children, brother and sister can take bath together. There is no problem with that in terms of etiquette. And therefore, Balabhadra and Jagannath, they're very protective of their sister. And because they're so protective of their sister, they keep her in the center, and they, all three of them, get very beautifully bathed by everybody on their appearance day, which is Snan Purnima. So this is, you know, how Subhadra is doted upon by her two elder brothers. They really love her with all their heart. And Subhadra, here, she is actually worshipped as how she was in Dwarka before her marriage to Arjuna. So before Subhadra was married, that is the reason why she is still in her young days, and therefore she is, you know, sitting and giving her darshan also along with her elder brothers. So this is how this particular pastime is explained, that why we worship Subhadra Devi along with Jagannath and Baladev, and how Balabhadra and Subhadra, they are actually, you know, one time it is explained that there was, you know, one huge fight one day. Krishna came to Dwarka and he brought one gift, you know, of a very, very valuable gem for Subhadra. You know, Subhadra was their darling sister. So Krishna, whenever he would go out, they would always, or even Balaram, of course, whenever they would go out, whenever they would come back, they would bring some gift for their dear sister. So Krishna, when he came back this time to Dwarka, he had this very beautiful jewel that he brought for Subhadra Devi, and he gifted that to Subhadra Devi. He said, "This is my gift to you, my dear sister. Please accept it." And Balabhadra, you know, he had not gone out, but he always claims that he loves Subhadra more than Krishna. He always has a fight with Krishna that I love her more than you. So then Krishna is actually very naughty. You know, we all know, you know, that he actually does a lot of pastimes just to increase the love that, you know, the personalities feel amongst each other. Sometimes it is between devotees, sometimes it is between such personalities like Balabhadra and Subhadra. So to, in order to rick up Balaram, to in order to annoy Lord Balaram, Krishna said to Lord Balaram, "See, Dauji, see, I brought such a beautiful gem for our sister. She's so happy receiving this gem. She's so happy. It's just such a nice, big, beautiful gem that I have gifted her. It's such a rare gem. And look how happy she is. She's, you know, holding that gem in her hand." So Balaram looked at Krishna very angrily. And he just took that, you know, gem from Subhadra's hand and he just walked out the door. And then Krishna was laughing. Krishna said, "Oh, Balaram will never change. Dauji Maharaj will never change." You know, but then immediately after some couple of hours, Balaram came back. And when he came back, he had a beautiful golden necklace. And this beautiful gem was actually like a locket placed in this beautiful golden necklace. And then he came and he made Subhadra Devi wear it. And when he made her wear it, and then Balaram started laughing, and Subhadra Devi was so happy that the necklace was indeed very gorgeous, very beautiful, very intricate designs were done. And that gem that was there as the locket even more beautified the necklace. So Balaram very, you know, happily put it around Subhadra Devi's neck and said, "Subhadre, now you tell, who likes you more? Look, Krishna, when he came, he just gave you a gem and you were holding it. There was no use of it. But look what I got. I got for you something which can be worn by you." So then Subhadra Devi laughed and said, "I love you both more. You know, both of you are, you know, so loving towards me that without both of you, I just don't exist. That, you know, if you know, Krishna, Kanha would not have given me the gem, you would not have given me the necklace also. So I am getting more gifts from both of you. So I love both of you." So like this, Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra, they would exchange such beautiful, you know, sweet relationship that, you know, all three of them would share. So this verse, whenever I recite this particular verse, I always remember this particular pastime, that how, you know, Subhadra Devi, the reason why she is kept in the center by both these, you know, caring, doting, loving brothers of her is that she is always so protected. She's always so much loved and sheltered by both of her strong brothers, that they always keep her protected and sheltered amidst both of them, in their center. So we'll end with this beautiful pastime. If there's any questions, comments or reflections, we can take that now. Thank you very much. Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi Ki Jai. Shriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Vartaman Guru Vrinda Ki Jai. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Kalasada Mataji. Very, very nectarian. I forgot the word. Anyway, it was very, very, very wonderful.
Thank you, Komodati Mataji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Ji Kala Sudha Mataji, Koti Koti Dandat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. As it was very nectarian class. After Kisansal over, can you sing Sisi Jagannath Takam 2-3? Hare Krishna.
Sure. Thank you, Mataji. Actually, I just wanted to say one more pastime that is very dear to my heart whenever I recite this third verse.
Yes, Mataji, better you can discuss one more pastime.
Thank you. So there's one more pastime that I always remember, because whenever I think of the love of Balabhadra towards Subhadra, I remember this one very recent pastime that was narrated by His Grace Pankajangri Prabhu and Janani Vas Prabhu in Rajapur Jagannath. There was one time, you know, those of us who visited Rajapur Jagannath temple in Mayapur, we know that their lordships are not at a raised platform. You know, we can easily enter the altar. It's very easy to enter the altar. It's like almost on ground level, you know, the altar is. So there was one devotee, that family is actually our god family, my god family. And this particular family, husband, wife, they have, you know, two sons, very, very wonderful kirtan singer. And actually that Prabhu, most of the time, most of the days, he's the one who sings Tulasi Arati. Those of you as who see Mayapur TV during Mangal Arati, you can see him most of the days. He's the one who actually sings Tulasi Arati. His name is Sadhan Siddhi Prabhu. Very nice devotee. Very, very old, you know, from a long, long time they have been devotees. Very dedicated family. And this was back in the 80s. When Jagannath's worship had just come to ISKCON, and it was handed over, Rajapur was handed over to ISKCON, and that temple was just made. So there was, you know, this devotee family, they would go regularly because the Sadhan Siddhi Prabhu was a very good kirtaniya. So he would go and sing the afternoon aartis, the noon aartis, he would go and sing with his family. And his youngest son, his name is Pavan, and he was, you know, like a baby at that time. So one day what happened is this, you know, Sadhan Siddhi Prabhu, his wife, and this little Pavan, they came to the temple. Sadhan Siddhi Prabhu sang the, you know, the afternoon aarti. And then, you know, after the afternoon aarti, they kept the altar open. The pujari kept the altar open, and everyone just, you know, went to, you know, get some prasad or something like that. And then what happened is that this baby, Pavan, he was actually there in the temple all by himself in front of Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra. And this baby, Pavan, he would be around 1.5 years old at this time. So he had just learned to crawl. So crawling, you know, he was going around and he got attracted to a very beautiful, you know, gem that was glistening on the body of Subhadra Devi, on the chest of Subhadra Devi. She was wearing a very nice, you know, glittering jewelry. So this baby Pavan, he got very much attracted to that glittery jewelry, and he started crawling towards the altar, and he climbed on the stairs of the altar, and he was trying to reach out, you know, with his right hand. He was trying to reach out to this glittery jewelry of Subhadra Devi. And he was holding on to Baladev's, you know, Baladev's left hand. And he was trying to reach Subhadra Devi's, you know, necklace. And at that time, his parents came, everyone came running, and they realized that, oh, where's the baby? And they saw him on the altar. And then right at that time, you know, he actually received a blow, like a punch, from Lord Baladev, from his right hand. He received a punch. And the baby was thrown from the altar, and he fell almost near Srila Prabhupada, where Prabhupada is kept. So Prabhupada is sitting over there, and he fell, you know, right near Srila Prabhupada, and he just landed on his bottom, you know. He didn't get any hurt, nothing happened to him, but he was punched out of the altar by Baladev. And devotees saw this, you know, his parents saw this miracle happening. So again, you know, it shows how protective Lord Balabhadra is for his sister Subhadra, that even if a baby comes, you know, innocently trying to take anything from Subhadra Devi, Balabhadra will not tolerate that. And he received this punch, you know, and that devotee, he's there in Mayapur till today. This family is there in Mayapur till today. And it's amazing to hear from them this Leela, you know, and this baby is, and now he is a grown-up boy. He, of course, has a beautiful family. And he is such a beautiful kirtan singer right now. And, you know, but he was the one who Balabhadra punched him, you know, to protect the jewelry of Subhadra Devi. It was a glorious, glorious pastime. Jai Balabhadra ki, jai.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Very nice, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Okay, any more questions?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat pranams, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Jayapata Kamara, and all glories to you. This is the first class I've joined today, and the first time I'm hearing about Lord Jagannath's pastimes, and I was so much, my love for Lord Jagannath increased so much that I knew and knew that he's so merciful. And I never understood the love of these brothers and sisters. It was so nice to hear all of them. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Is this Arundhati, Mataji?
Yes, Mataji. It is me.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for joining in.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Do you have the recording of the first hours, Ashtakam, Mataji, which can you send it so that I can listen to the missed information?
Yes, sure. You can request in the group, the organizers, the
admins
of the group. Vilasini Mataji can send it to you.
Yeah, I can send it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mataji. Also, do you have about the past discussions of Chaitanya Charitamrita? Because the recent class was from 133 verse to 152 text. So do you have the past lecture? So you can send it to me on my personal number if it is a long audio. No, I would like to hear all of them, Mataji, if anyone has that audio recording.
Sure, Preeti Vilasini Mataji can definitely send you.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Hare Krishna. Any questions, any other questions or comments or realizations, reflections?
Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. Beautiful pastimes, thank you so much for sharing. Mataji, who is the architect of the whole temple, Jagannath Puri temple itself?
It is, you know, very nice question, Indu. Well, it is, you know, said to be constructed under the supervision of Maharaj Indra Dumna, but it was constructed by Vishwakarma himself. And many other devatas actually, you know, it is said that Hanumanji, you know, Bajrangi, he actually brought and carried the big stones for this temple. So many devatas, you know, they actually put their, you know, the main architect of the temple is said to be Lord Brahma. So that's why it is actually not built by, you know, ordinary people. It is said that it is built by devatas. And that's why it you know, it has all these miracles happening in there, you know. It was built by devatas.
Yes,
thank you so much for your question. Thank you for your question. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, very, very beautiful class. When you are sharing this past time, I remember that you gave last time class about Jagannath. You were telling about jackfruit past time, Mataji. It was also very nice. Maybe next class we can hear Mataji from you.
Yes, yes. For sure.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandva Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. Beautiful class, Mataji. Many, many things which I opened up, did not know about the under the eyes, how that pinkish and reddish color, the significance of that, or rather I didn't observe. So today when I'm going to the temple, definitely will observe that, Mataji. How much of compassion Jagannath and Jagannath has. And also the other miracles of Jagannath temple, wind blowing and other things. All these are so unique. It only goes to show the high spirituality of that place. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So if there's no more questions, you can end the call here, Mataji.
Mataji, can you sing one or two over Jagannath, Sisi Jagannath Ashtakam stanza?
Jagannath Ashtakam?
Whatever you want to sing, Mataji.
Okay. I'll sing the Jagannath Ashtakam since we are doing Jagannath Ashtakam. कदाचित् कालिन्दि तट विपिन संगीत तरलो मूदाभीरि नारी वदन कमल स्वाद मधुपः रमा शंभु ब्रह्मा मरपति गणेशार्चित पदो जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथ गामी भवतो मे. जय जगन्नाथ स्वामी. हरे कृष्ण माताजी. थैंक यू सो मच.
वन मोर ट्यून माताजी प्लीज.
वन मोर ट्यून. ओके द अदर ट्यून इज भुजे सवे विनोषि रशि शिखेते चांकति तटे दुकुलं नेत्रं ते सहचर कटाक्षं विधदते सदा श्रीमद्वृंदावन बसति लीला परिचयो जगन्नाथ स्वामीना ज्ञान पथ गामी भवतो मे. जय जगन्नाथ स्वामी. हरे कृष्णा.
जगन्नाथ की जय. प्रणाम.
हरे कृष्णा. थैंक यू सो मच. श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय.
Thank you so much for wonderful class, Mataji, and the past times of Lord Jagannath. We look forward for your session, Mataji. If nobody have any question, we can end the call here. Praying absences to all the devotees. Vansha Kalpata Rupyata Kripa Sindhu Heva Pajitanam Pavanevya Vajnavevya
Namo Namo.
Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hargrish Kalasura Mataji Ki Jai.
Thank you. Thank you so much.